Mike, how much of what you'll do this week is based on what happens tonight with Atlanta and Tampa?
Well, I mean, we're obviously watching the game tonight. I mean, it impacts, you know, our opportunity moving forward. So, I mean, we're definitely aware of it. But, you know, we treated today as a Tuesday for the coaching staff, and no different for the players. I mean, they were all in here pretty much getting treatment and going through the weight room and strength and conditioning. But, yeah, we're going to start have a little later start tomorrow, and, you know, we're on a six-day week. But, you know, our preparation is to, you know, get ready to beat Minnesota. I mean, that's our focus.
Have you decided yet whether Aaron will play Saturday?
Aaron Rodgers is he's sore. I mean, rightfully so. Was hit too many times. You know, took two big hits. So we're we're working through that. So we'll see what tomorrow brings.
How's Devontae doing?
He's doing good. I mean, it's he's in the protocol right now, but it's the concern is the obvious. You know, this is his second one this year, but the way he's responded has been very positive.
I guess sort of since we're going down this road, how does the league get rid of that stuff? Do you have any? I mean, if you were in charge, I mean, what would you do? I mean, it's obviously
I'm not in charge. All right, I really don't want to answer questions like that today, Bill. All right, you're busy. I'm busy. There's no place in this game for those type of hits. That's been made loud and clear. That hit was totally unnecessary yesterday. So as far as any type of rule changes, what they want to add, it's obviously for future discussion. The player's been suspended. You know, so whatever you think about that, but it's Devontae was in a position that he shouldn't have been hit like that, and that was clear. So I like Ron Rivera. I've always respected the play style of his football team, but that hit was that was a dirty hit.
Mike, I don't mean this question to be about rules and changes and what can be done, but the knowledge we have about brain injuries today is a lot more than 10 years ago. What do you think the disconnect is that we continue to see these hits?
Well, I mean, that's your opinion. So I understand what you're saying, but you know, it's just like anything in our game. You have to train it. You know, you get a chance to teach it. But you know, I think you have to look at, just look at the evaluation of action and behavior. You know, and I think for the most part, I know in my time going to the league meetings, you go through the educational process of, you know, anytime there's a need to make a change, I feel the instruction, that starts at the league office, goes, whether it's the coaches that are implementing the training or if it's a, training staff, whatever's the need to change, I think the progress has always been very good. So now if you get into repeat offenders, and then then you got to take action. I think that's all you can do. But if you look at where we are today as where we were 5 years ago, look at where we are today as where we were 10 years ago, I think everybody would agree that there's definitely been a ton of positive progress. So the definition of disconnect and how do you get rid of it, that's more of an individual opinion.
This is going to be obviously a broad question, but the defense, you guys have, Ted's drafted a bunch of players on that side of the ball in the early-ish rounds the last few years. Obviously, they like your coaching staff because you've had him here for a long time. Why do you think it's not adding up defensively? I mean, it was obviously another rough day yesterday for that side of the ball.
Broad question. Short answer. We need to play better on defense. We didn't play very well against Carolina.
Why do you think that is? Maybe you have high expectations, you're demanding about your defense. You've said in the past that you want it to be a championship defense. I know there's injuries there. Is that the main reason you think, or is there more to it?
Well, it's just like anything. I mean, when you have behavior, that's what you want. There's a lot of positive variables that go into it, and you need to handle that because that's the biggest challenge. Anytime you're playing the way you want to play, and the challenge to continue is, to me, is harder than – the challenge of getting to that point. So when a behavior and the action and the production and the performance is not what you want, then, you know, if it was one variable, we would have changed it a long time ago. I mean, I could promise you that. So it's a combination of things. And but at the end of the day, we're judged and on our performance. And, you know, the talking about mental errors, I mean, I talked about it. I made a big deal about it, you know, in the Wednesday meetings, you know, just the way we played the prior two games coming into this game. So when you have breakdowns and you have easy touchdowns like that, it's unacceptable. And, you know, I didn't, after watching the tape this morning, our defense saw it, way too many negatives.
When you went back and watched the film, how close was Aaron to playing to the level that you expect him to play week in, week out?
Aaron Rodgers, I thought, did a lot of good things. I mean, I think when you see him come back and, you know, not playing for, you know, 2 months, I mean, there's so many things he makes look easy. So for the most part, you know, a lot of number of throws, of, you know, plays he made with his feet, you know, the awareness plays, you know, handling short yardage situation, fourth and one. I mean, just a lot of critical decisions that he made in the game, you know, for his mind. We obviously did a lot more, you know, at the line of scrimmage, you know, with front pass calls. They played us extremely aggressive, you know, as aggressive as anybody played us all year. So that, you know, that handling that challenge. But if you go through it, you know, if you look at the three interceptions, I mean, two of them were more like long punts, but those are all throws he's made throughout his career. So I think it was just a little a product of not playing for as long as he has, because he's made those throws. Those are routine throws for him. So, but I thought he did a lot of really good things.
Mike, with another aggressive defense coming in this week, are you going to have to get Spriggs a little more help on the outside?
Well, I mean, you know, define help. I mean, you know, when you talk about help, it just because when you put a back over there, that doesn't mean he's not being helped. You know, you can get into specifics. You know, the fourth and long, you know, sack that he gave up. I mean, you know, he set the wrong way. So he made a young man's mistake. He wanted to be aggressive with a flat set. He's opposed to a vertical set because the help's coming to him from the line. So, but, you know, he had a handful of plays that, you know, he'll improve from. But other than that, I thought he improved. I mean, that was probably his biggest challenge. Not only to play against Julius, but, you know, just to, you know, they have a really healthy rotation of defensive ends in their defense. So, but yes, I mean, we're cognizant of where the matchups are and where the stress points are. So we'll improve.
Mike, did Aaron take a lot of run pass options and turn them into passes to cause the numbers to kind of be imbalanced in terms of runs versus passes, or do you think maybe you, if you look back, you would have liked to run the ball a little bit more yesterday?
No, I thought we had a really good plan. Really going back through it with the coaches, you know, you got to give them some credit. They had every combination of five-man pressure and, you know, multiple fronts. You know, their linebackers played within 3 yards of them. So there's, I thought he did a good job of taking the pass options. You know, he's, you know, if all things are equal, yeah, was there a few that went to pass instead of run? Yeah, that's accurate. That's normal too. But I would have definitely liked to got the ball handed off probably another 5 or 6 times. You know, I had a, you know, there's a ratio that I go into each and every game of how you want it called. But yes, I mean, our goal was to run the ball 25 plus times was going into the game. You know, the first goal was to get the total plays up, because that's something we haven't been able to accomplish. And I thought the offense did an excellent job to get the plays. You know, if you look at our time of possession compared to the total number of plays we ran, I thought we hit the opportunity number that we needed. We felt we needed to get into the 30s against that defense. So, you know, we accomplished that. You know, turnovers are hard to overcome, but you know, I thought our run game was excellent. You know, I thought both backs ran with excellent vision. They did, you know, they hit the creases. I thought we blocked them well, but you know, it was definitely a, being in sub offense for as much as we were, you know, primarily the whole game. That's the kind of game you get into, and with Aaron, your quarterback, that's the game you should be in.
Mike,
with Williams and Jones, is that kind of how you envision it? As Williams is kind of the puncher and then the change of pace that Aaron is? It seems like when he got the ball, it seems like that little extra quickness kind of maybe caught them off guard.
Well, I'll say this, Bill. They're young. You know what I mean? I think time will answer those questions. I'm excited about those two guys. And, you know, because they both can play. It's just, you know, Jamal is in the front seat because, you know, he's earned that. And Aaron has done an outstanding job with his opportunities. So, I mean, you like to see him line up and play 50-50. I mean, I'm sure there'll be a day it goes that way. But, you know, when one guy's, you know, is doing a couple things better than the other guy or vice versa. So, but they both need to play. They're both young. They have nothing but good days ahead of them. So I really like the way those two young cats play.
That Jamal has earned that. Is that a yardage? Is that a fundamental technique?
It's not a statistical earn.
What is that?
It's an everyday what he does at work. You know, pass protection. Just he's earned the right to be in the first seat.
Two more, please,
Mike.
Thank
you. If Devontae declares the protocol, do you have any problems putting him back out there this year? Or?
That's a medical decision. Yeah, I'm the. You know, we talked about him briefly today, and you know, talked to the trainers last night on the plane. But yeah, we're going to be smart. I mean, we're not going to take any chances. I mean, it's you know, they don't make it through the protocol if there's any risk involved. I mean, they're not going to come out of that protocol unless they're ready to play in the game.
You know, for fans and for other people that don't work in the building, you know, things playing out the way they did yesterday, everybody's crestfallen. It's not supposed to go that way, right? You recover the fumble, you go in and score a touchdown, mm-hmm. You force overtime, you go win the game. What's it like for you today to know that you guys, after all the things that didn't go very well during parts of the game, that you guys were in position? What do you do with that as a coach? Because now you're in a position where if things don't go your way tonight, you're somewhere you guys aren't accustomed to being, and that's out of the postseason before the season's even over.
Well, I'm disappointed like every man on the sideline is. You know, it was an opportunity. You know, you can only control what you can control, and we controlled the way we prepared. It was as good as a week we had. Obviously, there was an extra energy in our locker room with Aaron playing. I wish that energy would have been consistent throughout our team for the whole time. That's a disappointment. But at the end of the day, these guys compete. I mean, they're it's a privilege to coach them. I can't say anything about what they give you everything they got. And frankly, that game turned out the way it did because it's football. I mean, that's why it's so hard to win in this league. It's hard to win one game. It's hard to beat a 9-win team in their building in December. So, I mean, you have to play at a very high level. And we didn't play at a high enough level to win that game.